The dry bean scene, brought to you by SRS Commodities, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, and BASF, your partner for better dry bean solutions. North Harvest Bean Growers Association President Eric Samuelson is our guest. Eric, you recently attended a roundtable with Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar.
She was there to have a little press conference relating to her passing of the Ocean Shipping Reform Act, which she was a co-author of. The basic idea around the Ocean Shipping Reform Act was to give the Federal Maritime Commission some new authority, oversight, and maybe some new rulemaking abilities, mainly centered around the container shipping issue. You know, there's a shipping logistics, lack of containers, expensive containers in order to acquire them. So, I mean, I think this legislation is a step in the right direction in order to maybe start putting some of the burden back on the ocean carriers to pick things up a little bit so we can get a little bit more timely and efficient management of our shipping containers. The vast majority of our dryable beans are container shipped, so we need a steady supply of containers here in the upper Midwest, and it's been disrupted, whether due to COVID or whatever, but now it seems like a lot of the containers are getting dropped at the port and just basically getting some back empty. So that is unfortunate for our growers because we can't move our product to our consumers until we have those containers. So I think this is a good step in getting some oversight and finding out exactly just how many of those are going back empty. So it's disrupted the supply chain of moving it again to the consumer, so that now we have to store our beans on farm probably more, hold them back because we can't get them timely into a market.
The dry bean scene, brought to you by SRS Commodities, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, and BASF, your partner for better dry bean solutions.